Mandy is one of three keepers who care for little Umande in the gorilla enclosure every day. A team of 17 volunteers take on night duty. He's never left alone, just like a baby gorilla in the wild. And he can see, smell, and touch other gorillas, although separated by a fence.
Where in the past they may have been dressed up in clothes even, in addition to wearing diapers. Now we try and treat them more like a gorilla so they know they're gorillas, and it creates a lot less confusion in their minds and in the gorilla troop's mind when they get him back, that he really is one of them. He's not a hairy human.
The bottle-fed baby is starting to eat solid foods and is gradually being introduced to the troop, including his father, Rafiki.
Rafiki! He shows a lot of interest in the baby, especially did at first, and now he doesn't come over and touch him or anything, but he sits close. He definitely knows that's his baby.
The keepers hope that by the time he's a year old and no longer constantly nursing, he'll form a bond with one of the more experienced female gorillas. She would be his adopted mom through adolescence. Umande will likely stay with the troop until he's 5 or 6 years old. Then he may pose a challenge to his father, Rafiki, and have to be moved to another zoo. Until then, Umande and his keepers are a popular exhibit.
You know, just people watching you do everything. I mean, they watch you sleep, they watch you crawl around with him, and I don't know, it can be nerve-wracking sometimes. You know, people try to get your attention, and, you know, they'll knock on the glass, and that's, I guess, how the girls probably feel, too.
Little Umande has the undivided attention.
I know you can do it. It's okay. Come on.
Of a group of humans who know a bit about what it's like to be an ape.